Love Talk Radio.
He is really my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. There are some things that I may not know. There are some places that I just can't go. But one thing for sure, my God is real. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. He has washed and made me whole. And His love for me is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul.
Hello, this is Joanna Green, and with me is my husband, Evangelist Clint Green, and with us also is our very good friends of ours, Evangelist Phyllis Centers and her husband, Brother Bobby Centers. And we are coming to you into your homes or wherever you're at. We just want to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We're called, this is the Macedonia Call Around the Globe, and just join in there with us. You can call in. The number is 347-989-8862. Again, that is 347-989-8862. And today we feel like the subject ought to be on what our name is, the Macedonia Call, and just want my husband to go ahead to obey God. And this is Brother Clint Green.
All right. I'm glad to be with you tonight. My subject is Macedonian Call. That's the name of our broadcast, and we feel like maybe we should start with that program, being it's the first program that we're going to talk about the vision Paul had. And it's found in the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And I'm going to be reading a little bit here, and those of you that's listening out there that want to call in, well, just be free to call in. And if you would turn with me, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the 16th chapter of the book of Acts. And I want to start here. I think I'm going to start in the 6th verse. It says, now when they had gone through Persia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Now, I was thinking about this. You know, the Holy Ghost leads us and guides us, and the Bible said He leads us into all truth. He guides our footsteps a lot of times. He might speak to us in an audible voice, or He might speak to us like a still, small voice, or He could speak to us in dreams and visions. And in this particular case, we know that Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible said that he got his call to the missionary field in the 13th chapter of Acts. If you'd like to turn over there, we'll read a scripture. In verse 2 there, it said, well, he was at Antioch there in verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus. And now we find in the 16th chapter that they had already launched out on their missionary journey. They had been sent forth by the Holy Ghost, and they had went to different places and encountered certain situations along the way. It wasn't a bed of roses, but they were obeying God. Paul was already called an apostle. He was an apostle called by God, and now here he gets a call to be a foreign missionary. And the Bible tells us to go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. So when we go in and preach the gospel, if there are people that come against us, it's going to go against them. But if they receive us and receive our word, then they can be blessed. They can be saved. They can be healed and forgiven of their sins, and they can be brought into the family of God. And Paul and Barnabas had received that call by the Holy Ghost. So they were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. And so it was urgent that they go forth and preach the gospel. And as they came to the 16th chapter, I believe, if I remember right, that Barnabas and Paul had a kind of like a falling out with one another. Even though they were sent by the Holy Ghost, they still had a problem come up. And the contention between them got so bad that what they did is they parted company. And I think it had something to do with Mark, John Mark. I don't see that scripture right here, but I know it's in there. Okay, in the 37th verse, in the 15th chapter, it says, "And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark, but Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other, and so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God." So we see here that even though the Holy Ghost had called these two men at first there in the 13th chapter of Acts to go forth and to spread the gospel in foreign countries, that later they had a parting of the ways. So, you know, sometimes God will put us together with a certain group or a certain person, and we may work in that particular calling. And then sometimes along the way, on down the road, you know, as we've worked a while, it seems like that God changes our direction. Maybe we have to split company with these people, whoever they are, because God's calling us into something else. So this is what happened with Paul. Not that he was calling him into a different work, but he was calling him to take a different person with him on his missionary journey. So he took Silas, and he was recommended by the brethren. So they set out. I read there in the beginning how that in the 16th chapter, it says, where they were forbidden by the Holy Ghost. I think it's verse 6, yes. Now when they had gone through Perga and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. So they were determined, I suppose, to go into Asia. But the Bible tells us here that the Holy Ghost forbid them to preach the word in Asia. And then they decided in verse 7 to go to another place. And the Bible says here, but the Spirit suffered them not. So, you know, we go into all the world, preach the gospel, but now we still, even though we go there, you know, and preach the gospel, we still have to follow the leading of God's Spirit. So here they were forbidden to go in these couple places here. And they were probably praying to see what does the Lord really want us to do. And we look here in verse 8, and they passing by Mysia came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. So we see here that they had followed the leading of the Spirit. They gathered after they'd seen the vision, or Paul had seen the vision, that they were to go to Macedonia. And so I'm preaching tonight on the Macedonian call. And the Macedonian in the dream, there was a man, the Bible said, that there stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. So there must have been, I'm thinking, you know, this is my own thinking. You can, you know, figure it any way you want. But I'm thinking that there was a man of God somewhere in that country, or maybe there was a group of Christians somewhere. We don't really know, but God wanted them to go to Macedonia. And we read on here that Paul gathered that that's what the leading of the Spirit was by the dream. It said, and after he had seen the vision in verse 10, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. And so we find in verse 12 that they came to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia and a colony, and we were in that city abiding certain days. And on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And now the Bible says that after her heart was opened, in the 15th verse, that she was baptized and her household. And after she was baptized, she besought us, saying, if ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained us. So Paul and Silas were preaching in Philippi and had come down to the river, like where there was women. I don't know what they were doing there. The Bible don't tell us. There was a lady there by the name of Lydia, a seller of purple. She was probably a wealthy woman because of what the Bible tells us here, that she constrained them to come into her house. So they were there in Philippi, in the city of Philippi, and no doubt they were preaching the gospel because they came by the river there, probably saw a group of women sitting there. I don't know what they were doing. And Paul said, well, let's talk to these women. Let's see what we can do. And he preached the gospel. You know, you can preach the gospel by the riverside. You can find you a tree on the side of the road. Get up under a tree and preach the gospel. You know, there's a Macedonian call going out tonight. You know, there's people out there that need to hear the gospel. There's people that's lost and that never heard the word of God. There's people that's backslid away from God that if one more person to come by their way, maybe somebody standing out on a street corner preaching, maybe somebody under a tree somewhere preaching, maybe you're by the riverside, maybe that's where you live, and maybe there's a place there along that river, you know, where people come and gather. Maybe you can take some gospel tracts. Maybe you can touch somebody along that place there where you live. You know, the Bible calls us all to go and try to reach the lost, to go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. There's souls in the balance tonight out there. There's people listening probably tonight to this radio broadcast. They're probably out there. Some of them's backslid on God. Some of them's living just a halfway life. Some of them has got their foot in the door, maybe the church house door, but they not come in all the way. And I'm telling you tonight, you need to come in. You need not to stand afar off and just watch what's going on, but you need to protect the Masi, the Batoda Masi, the Lamashana Masi. You need to take up the cross. You need to pick up your cross and get back on the battlefield for God. I feel this down in my soul tonight. I tell you, there's a Macedonian call going out. And that man stood and said, come on over and help us. I tell you, there's a lot of people out there tonight that need help. There's people that's been hurt in the churches. There's people that's been looked down on because of different things. Maybe they don't dress right or whatever, you know, and the church says you ain't dressing right or whatever. Now, I'm not talking about just dressing any old way. I'm talking about, you know, if we're decent, you know, we got to dress decent. We got to look holy and that. But, you know, we've got to love people. We've got to have the genuine love of God down in our heart that we can reach out and we can help people tonight. I just had a little bit to say, but I can preach more. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Joanna and let her say a few things.
We have a caller. Go ahead, 423 area code. Just obey God. Tell us where you're at and who you are.
This is Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We're down here in Madisonville, Tennessee, and you're sounding real good.
Go ahead, obey God, Brother Yearwood.
Well, I was thinking there how Brother Clint was bringing it out there. You know, praise God, Paul got his call, and the Holy Ghost bid them to come on over there, you know, and help us. You know, in another passage of Scripture, it said for us to the fields are white and the laborers are few, and he said for us to pray that they'd be labor into the field. You know, we need to get busy about our Father's business and praying and seeking God that we can get a few more people to come on in to this life and turn their life over to God and just serve God. You know, Paul, he was Saul there, and at one point in time he was real mean. He thought he was doing God's service, but praise God, whenever he received that light that struck him down, then that's whenever his message started. Whenever he seen, whenever he went down there on the street of straight, and Ananias went down there and laid hands on him and prayed for him, and the scales fell from his eyes that he might see. And, you know, that's whenever the Holy Ghost began to minister to Paul. And, you know, praise God, people today need that same spirit. They need to be struck down from the high horse that a lot of them's on and receive something that will take them somewhere or another. As Brother Clint brought out there a while ago about that this Holy Ghost will lead us and guide us and teach us into all the truth. It won't just take us halfway. It will take us all the way if we'll just seek his face, hallelujah, and walk in the spirit as he is the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel the presence of God in this service tonight. I feel that God's really going to move, and he's really going to bless if people will just only take heed to the Spirit of God that's coming across and coming into their homes. You may not call in, but you can. All you got to do is call upon the Lord. And you may not tell Brother and Sister Green a thing, but you can tell the Lord. I know them, and they don't want no confession to them, but they want you to confess to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're out there lost and don't know him as your personal Savior, all you've got to do is kneel down before him and call upon his name, and the Lord will hear, and he will answer, and he will forgive you. And that's what we're trying to tell you tonight. Praise God, this Macedonia call is a calling out to you tonight that you repent of your sins, and if you're just lukewarm, that you'll get stirred up and get on fire. Praise God, get something down below the shoulder bone and the collar bone that will burn. Like Jeremiah said, just like fire set up in my bones. Hallelujah. That's what's going on tonight. Fire set up in our bones. If you'll just only reach out to him and call up on him. And I'll back up and just listen, and I'll say this. We've extended ours broadcast on Tuesday nights to 1 hour, and we're just looking forward for a great time of God. So you just tune in and listen to us, and tune in and pray for us, and pray for Brother Green them. God bless you, Brother Green, Sister Green. I appreciate it.
Praise God, Brother Yearwood. We want to thank you for that good word. We sure feel the Spirit over here in southern Ohio, and I know you're down there in Tennessee, and if you want to hear Brother Yearwood, go on Tuesdays at 6 o'clock. He's on for an hour. And I'm going to give the number again one more time that you can call in right now, and we'll pray for you. And if you want to say something for the Lord, you're sure welcome to. It's 347-989-8862. And there's another number here. It looks like 937. The last four digits are 5399. Go ahead and say something there. Tell us who you are. Introduce yourself and give us a testimony, or just obey God.
Yes.
Yeah, go
Hello?
Ahead. Go ahead. We hear you.
I want to thank the Lord for all that he's done for me. My name is Sister Midge, and that's real good preaching that Brother Green did. About Paul going to Macedonia and going to the Philippi and seeing the ladies there at the river, and he met Lydia there, and that was the first convert of the Western Europe, and that was the beginning of Europe being saved. And I thank God for you all on the broadcast, and I thank you, and I want you to continue to preach that Macedonia call, because this world is in trouble, and we need God. We need Jesus now to solve these problems. Thank you for letting me speak.
Amen there, Sister Midge. Those out there may not know if that's my mommy, and thank God for her backing us here, and Brother Yearwood, and Sister and Phyllis, and Brother Bobby Centers. We appreciate them, and just thank you for Blog Talk Radio for giving us this opportunity to reach the world. And if you're not saved and you want to get saved, just call in that number, and we'll pray for you. If you're sick in body, we'll pray for you, and we just appreciate this. And here's my husband, Clint Green, again.
All right, I think we got a few more minutes. I don't know how many we got left here. But I tell you what, it's been good to be with you tonight. And I tell you, I felt the Lord in this message tonight. I was getting a little slow getting going there. This first time that we've done this. And, you know, when you first step out for the Lord, the devil's going to fight you. And he's going to try to stop you. But you know what? We got power over the devil. I thank God that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. You know, Christ in us is the hope of glory tonight. We have victory because we have Jesus. Now, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have much victory tonight. But I tell you, we got power over the devil. And just like Paul, he ran into difficulties. He came up against obstacles, and there was times when, like tonight, that the Spirit bid him not to go to certain places. But I tell you, if God's given you the go-ahead, I believe you ought to go. If God's calling you and laid his anointing upon you, then I believe you ought to do something for God. I believe you ought to take up the cross and follow Christ. And, you know, we've got to follow Christ. If we don't, it's going to be woe is me one of these days if we don't obey God. But it's good to be with you tonight. We're praying for you out there. We believe in miracles. We believe God can do anything. He's never failed us. He's always on time. Sometimes it seems like, you know, we're not getting through, but, you know, we are getting through. Sometimes we come against resistance, you know. And, you know, the Bible tells us that Paul had his problems. They stoned him one place and left him for dead, drug him out, took him out of the city and stoned him, thought they'd killed him. But, you know, the disciples gathered around him, and the Lord raised him up. And he tells about how that he was caught up under the third heaven. I think we're breaking up a little bit here or something. But it's good to be with you. And, you know, the enemy is going to try to stop you, but don't be stopped by the enemy. Don't let the devil run you off of your calling. Don't let him scare you out. He'll try to use fear on you or anything he can. He'll try to use sickness or anything. But, you know, God has anointed us. I was thinking how Jesus took the book in Luke chapter 4, said, "The Lord hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He's anointed me, to set the captive free and to preach deliverance to them that are bound and to open those prison doors to people, you know." And we've got this anointing. We've just got to obey God, you know. The Bible said he gives the Holy Ghost to them that obey him. And we've tried to obey God tonight. We've stepped out in this ministry by faith and doing something we've never done before, but we know the Lord's going to be with us. And I'm going to turn it back to, well, we'll pray. I tell you what, we ought to spend a little time here in prayer. I know there's people out there maybe in the hospitals, maybe you're listening in a hospital, or you're in a nursing home, or wherever you're at tonight, and you might be shut up in your house somewhere, you know, but we're going to call on God here, and I'm going to let Sister Joanna lead this prayer. We're going to pray together. We've got a couple people here with us, and we're going to pray.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. We ask that you touch them, Lord, that's tuned in here tonight. And we praise you, dear God, for the message, Lord, the Macedonian call. And, Lord, we're going to do all that we know to do out there to reach others, Lord, and to encourage them that are discouraged and them that are hurt from going to church, and they don't go no more. And this may be their only church they get, dear Lord. We ask that you encourage them and help them to shake off all the hurt and to find a good place to assemble and worship and lift up your holy name. And God, we ask you to heal diabetes. And we ask you, Lord, heal them that have cancer. And Lord, touch them, dear God, that have many diseases that doctors don't even know how to diagnose. And touch the pain in their bodies, dear Lord. And we appreciate you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We thank you for this opportunity. And we'll see you again next Friday. We got 30 seconds left. Brother Yearwood, you want to go ahead and wrap this up? You go right ahead, brother.
Well, praise the Lord, sister. I'll tell you, I'm sure proud that you are doing this, so just hang in there. God will bless you for it. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
10 seconds.
My God is real. He is real in my soul. My God is real. He has voice that made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold. My God is real. I can feel Him in my soul. My God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel He made me whole. His love for me, it is like pure gold.